6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sorry, y'all. I had to refresh. Listen, so this new demonstration that we got going on, I have to, hi, babies, my booth. I have to set up a studio for each individual one, each show that I'm doing. So it looks crazy right now. But what I need y'all to know is that today is the wiretap. I'm here to tell you, so you don't need to actually see it on the screen, but today is the wiretap. I don't know why I cannot hold on. Let me see. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find it. I just need it. I need it bad. But today is the wiretap. And I need y'all to be ready for the things that we are about to talk about. So it's a few things that I'm going to say. I'm going to say it because I don't know why I can't find it. I don't know. I mean, I can find it if I need it, but tonight is getting ready to be crazy. So tonight is the Wyatt Tap. Tonight is the night that we get into these cases. We dive into them. We talk about them. We roast people if need be because they deserve it. And we have the conversation. I'm so mad that this is not in this system, though. Because I feel like it should be in there, but for some strange reason, it's not in there, and I cannot find it on my PC. But it is what it is. What? I'm not on Twitch. No! What? Hold on, let me... All right, I'm going to stop it and put it back on there. Hold on. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. Oh, no. I don't know what I just did. Okay, so we're going to have to... Like, it's crazy stuff going on. But what I'm going to say to you is this. Things are happening. And some things are not under my control. And nor do I lose my... ish, because they're not under my control either. I'm never gonna do that. I'm not doing that. Hold on, let me see if I can make it happen. Because it said I was on Twitch, but obviously you said that I'm not on Twitch. So okay, tonight I'm not on Twitch. Might be a good thing though, low key. Reason being is though because we be getting crazy stuff on Twitch sometimes anyway. And I can't add it on Twitch, so I'm not going to worry about it too much. Let me give them some time to catch up. But it is what it is. I can't do anything about that. Did you get... What is most important? Did you get my email earlier? That's what I need to know. The Twitch thing, I could deal... I could live without that. I can. But... What I can't live without is knowing whether or not you got my email. So let me know that. And that's that. If I'm not on Twitch, oh well. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, I'm here. Now, like I said, there's a lot of things that's going on with this whole situation. So it makes it... And now that I'm already streaming, I can't go back and put it back on there. Like, and now that I've deleted it, I can't. There's nothing I could do about it. And I keep telling y'all, I'm not the type of person that's going to lose my mind because certain things are not happening. There's nothing that I could do about anything. Some things is just not under my control. It's not giving you camera again. Okay. Hi. Yeah, I can see you, but they can't see you. I can see you, though. They're about to see you in a second. But there are some things that are just totally out of my control. I don't have... Not even if I did it any other way, it's still some things that are just not under my control. So I'm the type of person, I'm not going to lose, like, why would I lose my mind about it? I would never. So, things that are not on the screen right now, few things I'm going to say real quick before we get into it. You could join the conversation. This is on the screen. You could join the conversation. You could do that by calling in. You could send a text message or you could drop a comment. I don't know why this looks crazy. I'm about to fix all of this. Trust me. I'm off tomorrow. I got this. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We like, every share, every subscription that we can get. Let me see if I can grab this real quick, though. Because I would like this on the screen. I like this on the screen. It makes me happy to have this on the screen. If you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, and make sure you check out our website. Yep, because this is on the screen. Bam! Yeah. www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah. There's some things that I be needing y'all to know. Y'all, I'm about to bring in my partner and good. Because I'm not stressing. I'm not losing no hair. I've done that. Not doing that again. Don't rub it. Stop it. I'm not doing that. I'm about to bring my partner and good. Y'all didn't see what he just did, but I saw what he just did. And cut it out. I'm a girl. You're a man. It's different. I'm about to bring my partner. And good on the screen real quick. Hold on. Yeah, it's different for you and me. Listen, I be trying to tell y'all, I be rocking these wigs, but it's a head full of hair underneath of here. And about almost 3 years ago, I went through something. It stressed me out really bad. And then I lost some hair. But then I gained some hair, and it grew all the way back, and then some. So I ain't trying to go through that again. So the things that happen, happen. And it's just what it is. I'm not going through that again. But I meant to tell y'all, hold on. It's been a crazy week this week has been. But I meant to tell y'all, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Laura Lee, and...
Ambitiously the podcast.
Craziness. I'm gonna do that one more time.
We have now turned in to Ambitiously the podcast.
Alright, I just had to get that in there because I felt like it without that. We know what I went through with the whole system thing. Listen. I'm not doing it, Doc.
Don't do it.
I'm not letting stuff stress me out. I'm not going through none of that. It is what it is. And you know, like, it don't happen, it don't happen. I can't be losing hair over stuff that is not under my control. I'ma get it all together though. I'm off tomorrow. So tomorrow my plan is to make sure that I get everything the way it's supposed to be. And it is what it is. But with this new system, I have to set up different studios. Different shows. Like even the other day I was talking about how I could have sworn I put stuff on the screen.
Yeah.
Not there because I was in a whole nother studio and those things are not in that studio. So yeah. It is what it is. But I'm gonna get it all back together.
In due time.
Yeah. So just work with me. And just be patient with me and it'll come back together. So that's that. But what is in order though, I figured out what screen I was looking at the big UK on. Mm-hmm. I ain't got too many screens.
All the monitors in the world.
Listen, so I had it on one screen in particular because this is the screen that I want to start reading the cases from. The other screen, I would like to use that only for my bookkeeping business. And then the other two screens, I use them for streaming and stuff, things of that nature. But I knew that I wanted to look at this one particular screen, this one particular monitor, this one particular computer or Mac, mini Mac. I know that that's where I want to do that business at. So I set it up that way, but it was unplugged the other day when we were supposed to be talking about that. And we had a whole nother conversation about bookkeeping and all that stuff, but it's cool. And when I brought it back up and everything was what it was, it brought us right back to where exactly we were. We are discussing the Big U situation. Oh, gosh, I was talking to DJ Rukasey earlier, and I was telling him that this is what we were discussing, and it's kind of prevalent to him because of his lifestyle what he got going on. And so he was asking me about something else, and I was like, but what we are talking about? And he was like, what? So, and he was bewildered by the Kanye situation, too.
Yeah, no.
I had to talk to him about it. He was like, what? But listen, one thing I love about how he gets down is he likes to come to me to, like, fact check some things. Mm-hmm. So he was like, he talked to his peoples, but he was like, nah, I got to talk to you first. And so when I started breaking down that whole situation, he was like, yeah, you said it. Then I kind of know
what's going on.
It's real. Right. And I was like, my ninja. So then I told him it's a song and a tweet. And he was like, oh, I got to go see. And so I told him where to go find everything. And so he and I are going to have a conversation about that later. Because he can't believe it's true. I can't believe it's true. So
craziness.
Yeah. He was bewildered. No. Okay, so I'm gonna go up here with it. But yeah, he was in disbelief about it. So I had to talk to him about it like a little bit earlier today. He just could not believe. Like, what? But then I started breaking it down. Like, remember he had said, and then remember he had said, it kind of go together.
Sadly.
when I started breaking down the things that I remember from back in the past, it kind of all go together. So he was just like, yo, I'm about to go check that shit out. That's my ninja, though. I swear, Rukasey has been one of the best friends I ever had. And I like to show him Capricorn love because my baby is also a Capricorn. Actually, their birthdays are a couple of days apart. So I was talking to him about something about her, and he was like, true Capricorn fashion. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So and he has been one of my longest friends. So we talk about a lot, and I had to put him on. Like, let me tell you. And we were also discussing some more events that we want to attend, like the one that we recently attended. So, yeah. Are you ready to get back into this big U case?
Yes, I am. The big U case.
So when we left off, we were at number 10. I know this because the screen is on, but that mouse is dead. I gotta charge it, but the good thing is it's on the screen of where we were, so let me get back into it. So I'm gonna start. There's a lot to contend with in this case. There's a lot to cover in this case, and there's some allegations some people would be upset about that have been made, or a lot of people would be upset about. Okay, I got scared. I thought it was some thunder going on. I think somebody just...
I was about to ask what happened. You just stopped and looked.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. But it's time for us to get back into that. I'm kind of glad we took a break last week anyway. We wound up talking about something else because this is a lot. This is a whole damn lot. So I'm going to start it off and then we'll see where it goes from here. Child. So as you can see, tonight's title is Big U. No, say it ain't so, U. But we know I'm talking about Big U because I need you to say it ain't so. If the allegations of what they're alleging are true, two things for certain, I would say, I hope that that's not the truth because damn, y'all, you just said you changed your life. You started all of this organization. Maybe you might have been getting some money off of that. I'm not, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised. But the other allegation, we'll get to it. So, last we spoke, we were at number 10 on this case. And so I'm going to start there and then we'll figure it out from there. So, what it says is, as set forth in detail below, through the course of the investigation, agents gather information from a variety of sources, including confidential human sources, not even informants, just human sources.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even say informants. Human sources. Two, so recordings, including Title III wiretaps. Welcome to the wiretap.
Welcome to the wiretap.
And three, source search warrants for social media, iCloud, and Google accounts. They was all in this man mix.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, we get right, see? And that's the whole thing, too. I need people to remember that when it comes to the internet, it's kind of not fair, but it's fair game. If you had anything in the cloud, it's probably easier access than hitting the streets.
Especially when they get a search warrant and they have, you know, probable cause to be going and looking for your stuff.
Exactly. And then that's the other thing. When you hit the street, somebody could be like, nah, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't no snitch. But when it comes to cloud, are you aware that the federal government has hackers of their own?
Exactly.
And they could get in. So it's different. It's different. We in a different dang dot. And we just talked about this last night. We do not have that internet sound anymore.
Correct.
It's different. Also, financial records from both individuals and companies or organizations. Toll records showing communication between conspirators and victims and Big U Enterprise members and associates. Dang, they got everybody. Wow, if you see, I'm going to pull that mugshot up when you get the reading because I want to put that on the screen. I don't know why. I just want that on the screen. Cell site locations, information from numerous phones, including Henley's, which is Big U, Robertson's, Martin's. So this is all their cell phones. City of Los Angeles records, public filings, other publicity available or publicly available information, and shit. Let me get my glasses.
Library cat in the building.
Yeah, and they a little dirty, so I feel some kind of way about it. But publicly available information and interviews of witnesses and victims. I want to say those interviews of, okay, I don't want to start. I'm not going to just be adding my own shit until we know. Investigation employed various additional tracking, poll cameras, recording devices, interactions with confidential sources, information gleaned through undercover purchases of firearms and narcotics. Listen, remember when we had the last discussion about the wording in this case? The wording is different, and I think that the wording is different again because different setting. They're in California. This is not an indictment from New York. Mm-hmm. So the wording would be different, and I thought about that. The wording would be different because they're different types of attorney. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those prosecutors are still attorneys. They still had to go to law school. They still had to pass the bar. You feel me? So I think that's why the wording is so much different in this particular case. So I just wanted to make a note of that. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. You got number 11?
Yes.
While I look for this.
Okay.
That I want to put on the screen.
So the case also says the United States District Court for the Central District of California authorized multiple Title III wire and electronic interception orders for telephones being used by certain subjects of the investigation, including Henley, Robinson, Martin, and Zaheer Mitchell, a.k.a. Brick Baby Mitchell. The court also authorized the interception of audio and visual nonverbal conduct via closed circuit television, CCTV, through the installation of video and audio bugs in a location. So not whatever they were thinking they were doing, their place was bugged and everything. So they went out of their way to collect all this information of whatever you was talking on the phone about, wherever you thought you was in your, you know, trap house or safe house, they had it bugged. So they probably got a lot of stuff that you've discussed if you are part of being named in this case.
Yeah, they definitely do. They said they got, they didn't even say informants. They said sources.
Yeah.
That makes it way more intense. Let me get this off the screen real quick because I want to add this real quick. They said sources, which is a whole nother scenario. Let me see if I can throw. Okay. Yeah, I can. Let me put this on the screen real quick. They said sources. Let me add this real quick. So, let me see if I can switch it around and make it. Oh, no. Hold on. I can't even get it the way I want it. Okay. So, I think that's as good as we're going to get it right now until I fix all of this. But this is the mugshots of everybody in the indictment. Let me see if I can make it bigger over here, though. This is everybody that is included in the indictment. Let me see what it's looking like. Everybody that's included in the indictment. I don't know. You guys can't see, but Big U, he's the only one without the little stamp on his face. Because they're really coming after this man. This man. They want him. They want him bad. They want him real bad. I'm just saying. But, all right. So, right beside him on the right hand, I can't tell you how you're looking at it, but you could go look it up for yourself because I can't give it to you the way I want to give it to you right now. But right beside him was Bear. What is his name? Okay, we'll get his name again.
Bear Claw, I think it was.
Yeah, whatever his name was, it was something Bear, and I was like, he looked like a. Yeah. He is right there. So, 12. Since the inception of the investigation, the FBI, Internal Revenue, and the IRS, because they want their money, stop playing with them. I told you, they coming for their money. They are not playing with none of you ninjas and y'all PPP loans and stuff. They want their money. Okay, I told you the IRS is coming. The United States Attorney's Office of Central District of California, North Las Vegas Department, Police Department, because it's a whole, listen, we're going to get to it. Los Angeles Police Department, the LAPD, other local agencies have interviewed more than 50 individuals, including subjects of investigation who voluntarily. Oh, you got some snitches.
Yep. Woo!
Listen. Including subjects in the investigation who agreed to voluntarily provide information, and they just let it go. So now everybody know you're a snitch. Oh my gosh. And everybody trying to figure out who the snitch was. Voluntarily provided information as discussed further below. Oh, we gonna find out who the snitches was. Based on information learned from the individuals and other sources, FBI, special agents, IRS, special agents, Nevada, Las Vegas Police Department detectives, the LAPD detectives, everybody on your butt, Big U. What is going on? Requested and obtained additional search warrants and subpoenas. Below, I summarize, not me, this is the prosecutor. Below, this is what he said. Below, I've summarized the information and evidence obtained thus far from these various investigation tools where, hold on, gotta move it, relevant that tools were relevant to the requested complaint and warrants. The investigation remains ongoing, so they still digging. They snitching.
Yeah, they are.
They are snitching on you, bruh.
Telling everything.
They are, but you know that's what usually happens when they come in for the big dog. They be like, oh, well, we gonna give him up instantly because I'm not. I'm not spending the rest of my life in prison. They snitching on Big U. All right, so summary of probable cause. You got 13?
Sure. Okay. So Henley, Robinson, and Martin, and others known and unknown, are members of the Big U Enterprise, a criminal organization whose members and associates engage in, among other things, murder, kidnapping, robbery, extortion, interstate transport. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was your hype man. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Interstate transportation for the purpose of prostitution, bank fraud, wire fraud, embezzlement, and obstruction of justice. The Big U Enterprise operates within the Central District of California and elsewhere.
So, the Big U Enterprise includes its leaders, members, and associates constituted and enterprise, because it's always an enterprise once you got it. It's an enterprise. The enterprise. You know how I like to
enterprise.
So, the enterprise as defined by Title 18, the United States Code, the section, I'm not doing all of that. But what you know is this happened when they came up with this section. They came up with this section in 1961. Because they was like, we gonna get y'all. This is a group of individuals associated, in fact, that engage in and the activities in which affected interstate and foreign commerce. The Big U Enterprise constituted an ongoing organization whose members and associates function as a continuing unit. This is why it's a RICO case. For common purpose of achieving the purposes of the Big U Enterprise. Yo, if y'all don't I promise you, if you've never understood what the RICO Act is, this is it. This is it. Yep. I'll be 15. I'll start 15. The purpose of Big U Enterprise included, but are not limited to. When they say are not limited to, they got a list.
Yep.
The following: enriching Big U Enterprise members and associates by using the power and the statutes of the Big U Enterprise and Henley, Big U, as an OG, original gangster. I love to see original gangster in any court document. I do not know why I like to see this in a court document, but I do. Of the rolling 60s to commit extortion, robbery, fraud, and other crimes. I do B, and then you got B, C, C, D, and E.
Okay.
So let me get to B. Promoting, protecting, expanding the power, reputation, and profits of Big U Enterprise and its members and associates through the use of intimidation, fear, violence, threats of violence, assault, extortion, and schmurder. They is not playing with Big U, right? They trying to take this man down.
Mm-hmm. If you have your enterprise and y'all are involved in all these things, they got to make sure they list it. But so using social media platforms, documentaries, podcasts, interviews, and Henley's reputation and status to create fame for and to stoke fear of the Big U Enterprise, its members and its associates. They said basically they're out here in the social media streets, spreading the word of who they are and what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
financially enriching Big U Enterprise members and associates by defrauding donors to nonprofit entities under the control of the Big U Enterprise and its members and associates, including developing options.
Child. So if you don't know what developing options is, that is the non-for-profit organization that Big U created. After he, you know, started dealing with Suge, and he was like, all right, I'm going to jump into this management game, and let me start a non-for-profit as well. So that's what they're talking about when it comes to developing options.
And also financially enriching Big U Enterprise members and associates by defrauding federal, state, and local agencies that awarded grants and other financial support to nonprofit entities under the control of the Big U Enterprise and its members and associates, including developing options. Wait, did I read the same line again?
Nah, there's a lot of developing options.
They always ended with the developing options, which is,
there's a lot of developing options in there. Financially enriching Big U Enterprise members and associates, because it keeps saying the same thing.
Yes.
I think it's just this prosecutor, to be honest with you. But financially, because you just started with financially enriching.
Yes.
Financially enriching Big U Enterprise members and associates by defrauding mortgage lending businesses to make loans to employees of entities under the control of Big U Enterprise and its members and associates, including Unique Music Entertainment, which is his label, Inc., Unique Music, and Developing Options. Gratifying Big U Enterprise members and associates by trafficking and exploiting Schmacks workers, and concealing and protecting illegal activities of the Big U Enterprise and its members and associates from detection by the law enforcement through means that include, among other things, witness tampering and obstruction of justice. When I say, child, not the Schmacks workers, not the workers. Bad enough, they try and say that you defrauded the IRS. But then you add the workers in there. I feel like they feel like when it comes to these type of cases, that's how they get them, with the workers.
Yeah, with everything. They're not going to leave any stern, not unturned. They're going to look at everything.
Yeah, but they really hit hard with these workers lately. Diddy got workers. Big U got workers. Everybody got workers. Everybody a pimp. I'm saying.
They think they are.
Everybody out here pimping.
Pimping ain't easy.
Nah, it's not. That's why you gotta have a real down for sure for certain bottom bitch. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'll be what, number five out, even though all my bitches in jail right now. I gotta get them bitches out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. So, let me see where we are. Okay, we good for a couple of more sections. Beginning no later than 2010 and continuing to the present. So it's still going on. They still got workers?
Sheesh. Yeah.
In Los Angeles County, within the Central District of California and elsewhere, Henley, Robinson, and Martin, each being a person employed by and associated with Big U Enterprises, an enterprise engaged in and the activities of which affected interstate and foreign commerce. That's how they get them. Knowingly and intentionally conspired to violate Title 18, whatever the hell that title is, the United States Code Section 1962. I'm not going to keep doing these codes. Y'all know I hate codes. This is to conduct and participate directly and indirectly in the conduct of affairs of the Big U Enterprise through a pattern of racketeering activity as that term is defined in Title 18, the codes, which pattern of racketeering consists of multiple acts, including schmurder, chargeable under Nevada revised statutes. And I'm not going to do all them sections. It's way too many sections for me. And y'all know I don't like sections, nor do I like codes. But I will say this. This Las Vegas thing that they keep talking about, this includes a young man who was a friend of his son. The son that's playing in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, how does this affect him? Because that particular case, the schmurder, chargeable under the Nevada revised statute. That case and kidnapping chargeable. Let me just do them real quick. Kidnapping under the Nevada revised statute. Robbery chargeable. Oh, okay. So let's just stop it. I'm going to stop right here. And you, whatever. But the schmurder and the kidnapping situation, that is of that young man. His mother has been very verbal. She's been out here talking about it. Of course, because Big U and WAC 100, they got their whole little issues. Mm-hmm. He's been out here putting it out there too. And he also shared the recording of the young man's mother, even though she asked him not to, but he did it anyway because he hate Big U so much. Which makes sense because they're opposing. Like, if you think about it, they're opposing teams. You got Power Rule and then you got 360. So it makes sense. But he's been airing out everything she's been saying, everything the young man's sister's been saying. He's been airing it out. So that's the case that they're talking about in Nevada, or as far as the schmurder. That's the case where they're saying his DNA was in that young man's nails. So that's that case, but it's all grouped in into one big case coming out of California, which they not far apart, so it would make sense, like, as far as, you know what I mean? So that's that. I'll do these last two and then you can, let me see. Oh, no. All right, so you can do everything regarding California on down.
Okay. So, where was it? Nevada? All right. So, robbery chargeable under California Penal Code. There's a whole bunch of codes. Extortion also chargeable under the California Penal Code.
Bunch of codes.
Yeah. Multiple acts indictable under, and then this is where they jump up to the federal level. They say relating to wire fraud on the federal level, relating to financial institution fraud on the federal level, relating to interference with commerce, robbery, and extortion at the federal level, relating to the interstate transportation for the purpose of schmecks
workers
for the workers on the federal level. And then 17, it was further part of a conspiracy that Henley, Robinson, and Martin agreed that a conspirator would commit at least two acts of racketeering activity in the conduct of the affairs of the Big U Enterprises.
So
that's kind of, that's like an initiation thing, kind of sound.
You gotta do two, you gotta do two, and you gotta do two, so we can know it's real.
Damn. Blood in, blood out. Blood in, blood out.
That's what it sounds like. You do two, so that we can know it's real. I'm going to do two myself, so y'all can know that I'm not asking y'all to just do it, but I'm going to do it too.
Damn. Yeah, that's serious.
Child. All right, this is, we gonna do 18, and then we're going to stop it, and then we'll pick back up on 19. I don't even think we're going to make it through all of 18, but we're going to try. Child, you do two, I do two. We know it's real.
Everybody get a two-piece.
two-piece and a biscuit. Henley, Robertson, and Martin, and other members and associates of the Big U Enterprise conducted and participated in the conduct of the affairs of Big U Enterprise through the following means and methods, among others. Members and associates of Big U Enterprise. Damn it.
Uh-oh.
The battery popped out. I'm mad as shit. I'm sorry. Let me get my life together. Oh, I got it. It's a whole... Oh, okay. Everything is going ham over here right now. Okay. So where was I? All right. Okay. So members and associates of the Big U Enterprise committed and conspired, attempted and threatened to commit acts of violence, including murder, armed assault, robberies, extortions, acts of intimidation, and threats of violence to generate income, create the atmosphere of fear, protect and expand the Big U Enterprise reputations for violence, and expand the Big U Enterprise's criminal operation. So I'm gonna tell y'all real quick. I'm gonna say this real quick because I have to, because I can't very well read through this case and not say the things that need to be said. So that would include Shad. There is some video footage that has surfaced of Big U, some of his homies, talking about they work in the movie set, and if you want to do a movie in LA, you need to check in. And had the little homeboy in the little attire for the movie set. Everybody had on, you know, those, I want to say, I don't want to call them construction. You know, the vest with the little yellow stripes on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And dude was feeling big money. He pulled all those little papers and all that. And they was like, you want to do movies? You want to do movie, you need to check in and we'll make sure that you ever able to do your movie. Oh, I'm going to pull off. Listen, by the time we come back, I'm going to have all the footage.
Okay.
So that y'all know that I'm just not me. Like, it's on camera.
Mm.
It's there. It's available. And they was outside and they was laughing. You can't do nothing out here unless you check in. You got to check in with us. And make sure that y'all check in with us so you can do your movies. If you don't do that, then you're going to have some problems, basically.
And that is very much extortion.
But they was doing this. And on, like, social media can be your friend or it can be your biggest enemy. And yes. Especially when you're doing activities like that. Because it's not just the Adam 22s and the Vlad situation. It's all of the things that you was doing on social media. It's all of the things that you was doing on these podcasts. It's all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But they all come together and they form like Voltron. For them, for the federal government and the LAPD. And, well, they didn't talk much about the boy, but... all of this come together. And if you talk a trash and you talk a smack on the internet, it's going to come to light and everybody's gonna know what it is, you know what I'm saying, that you was doing. And everybody already knew what you was doing because you put it out there. They didn't have to search far.
Nope.
It was right there in their faces, and they was just building it up, and they little, put that in the file, put that in the file. Yep. We don't got enough just yet to, but we gonna add that to the file so when we do the big shebang.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The big reveal.
All of this can come out and be added together, and we can say that this is what it is, and that's what happened. Like, it wasn't just Brick Baby. It wasn't just Loose Cannon. It was all of the things. And I ain't even gonna blame it on... I mean, they ran their mouths a lot on...
Pillow talking.
They was dry snitching. Yeah, they was dry snitching like a mug. But I can't blame this all on them because he... The OG, the original gangster... Also included in the stop. I seen it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So if I seen it, you don't think they saw it?
And they was watching.
I'm just saying. They was like, add it to the file.
Yeah.
Add it to the file. Oh, Brick Baby, Loose Cannon, y'all talking. Add it to the file. And it just... Now, I don't know how these workers came into play. I don't know. They was watching some other stuff that we didn't see. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to whatever happened on social media, they was watching and they was just adding it to the file. This is why they say social media warrants for social media, iCloud, and Google accounts. Stop thinking that, like, if I do it on the internet, I'm going to get away with it.
That's the farther thing from the truth.
Dumbass. If you do it on the internet, they got more proof, more evidence, and they have hackers too. They can get into your accounts. You think the hackers the government got hackers too. It's people's jobs to do that. They go to work every day and sit on the computer and be like, got them. And I think that I'm going to say this too, and that's going to be my last thought, and then I'm going to let you rock out, and then I get to the love notes. But I think also that maybe because ninjas came from a different era where the internet was not that prevalent when they was out there doing their dirt, and getting into all the stuff. I can even say I came from an era where the internet did not play a part in the dirt that we was doing outside. Mm-hmm. Nobody was on the internet like, yeah, I just sold, you know what I mean? Nobody was saying that because it didn't make sense to do that anyway. And this is what makes me mad about them, because you would think that they would have enough damn sense, knowing where we came from and how we transitioned and all the things that we know, that maybe this is something that we should not be doing.
Yeah.
Talk about our criminal acts on the internet. How many times have you heard, would you, even if you put it on the internet and delete it, you think it's gone, but it's not gone.
Correct. It's there somewhere. It's there.
And so in my mind, I'm like, and I've been thinking about this a lot. In my mind, it's like, bad enough we've been had wiretaps. Wiretaps have been, you know what I mean, something that has been prevalent in the criminal world. But so if the wiretaps were already there, why would you think the internet would be any different? If not worse.
Worse.
But everybody be feeling themselves and they be getting this little money, this little internet money. And I don't know, maybe they was feeling invincible. I don't know, but it just doesn't make sense for you to think that you would get away with shit on the internet.
No, not at all.
I don't know. You got some final words?
Final words is, yeah, if you know that you are doing illegal activities, you probably want to make sure that you are not telling anything that's to anybody to where it can be retold again and retold again. And then if the federal government picks it up, or even like local in Nevada, Los Angeles, as soon as they get here, something like, you know what? Let's go scrub and see if this person has said anything. They're going to look at your Twitter. They're going to look at your any podcast you was on. Right. They're going to look at everything. So if you're trying to be braggadocious and brag about your secretive life or whatever, they're going to find it out. And if they find something peculiar, they're going to look more into that.
Right. You're going to get
everything that you do and put. If they say, yeah, we got probable cause now. Yeah, let's get a search warrant for that. Oh, yep, we can go into your iPhone now. We can go to your Google Docs. You would best be safe by not saying anything to anybody. Right. And don't just think it's cool to go on a podcast and you see somebody else do it.
And that's the other thing, too. Thank you for saying that. Because you've seen other people do the same stupid ass shit you do. And you've seen the outcome. Why would you go repeat it?
Hardheads, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm baffled. I'm baffled. And before this was a case, I was thinking that, like, even when Brick Baby and Loose Cannon was sitting there with Attitude of 22, and they was talking about, yeah, because Big U made us. And why are you telling this?
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Why are you having such conversations on the internet? It never made sense to me. But I was like, maybe, I don't know. There's no maybe, because it was dumb.
When
I was just watching it without the case. And now that the case is here, it's even dumber. I don't understand. I got questions.
Look, they're going to be sitting up in there, and then they're going to look like stupid, because when they play it, like, oh, is this you on this podcast saying this? Oh, is this you that posted this? Is this you? It's going to be a whole bunch of is this yous, and they just got to sit there and look stupid.
We haven't gotten to who the snitches are yet, but I've got a feeling them two.
Our center focus?
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling. Because you can't not snitch at this point. You already snitched on the internet.
Yeah.
You've already said everything.
No take backs. No take backs. You put it out there already.
Like, nah, I ain't say that. Yes, you did. We got footage. So, child, this is too much. I got questions, Dot. You know when I got questions, now I gotta apply the dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dots. Connect the dots.
I got questions. I need to. Why is this a conversation that you're having on the internet? Big U included, because his dumb ass was right in there. I mean, let me correct myself. He is still an OG, but nah, that was some dumb ass shit. His dumb ass was right along with him. Shit. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Kanye stupid, y'all was stupid, everybody stupid. Like, what the fuck? I'm thinking something in the water.
Something in the water.
I got a bone to pick. Kendrick just popped in my. I got a bone to pick.
Something in the water.
Son, listen. Why?
It makes no sense. It would behoove them to just have been quiet, but for whatever reason, they wanted to tell, and that telling led to people looking, and then people looking were the federal government, and they gonna find anything they want to find. So
exactly, and like from what they saying as far as the extortion goes, and how y'all tried to, y'all made sure that y'all, everybody knew that y'all was. Like, alright, the last place you need to be was on the internet. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. When Big U did that show with Deb and Bibby and Trick Trick and who else was it? I think it was Deb, it was Bib, it was Trick, it was Big U. I think maybe it was just them four. Oh, and Haitian Jack. I kind of felt like right then and there, like, should we be doing this show? Deb gonna be all right because she don't dabble in that kind of activity right now. She is basically strictly entertainment at this point. Mm-hmm. Her brother, him too, he had been got off the game a long time ago, and then Prem and them and locked up, so he not in that life no more. Once he got with Run DMC, he was like, you know what? I'm gonna go over here. This might be more lucrative for me. I don't know what Trick Trick is doing in Detroit. And Haitian Jack, they deported his ass. He in the DR. You know what I'm saying? But Big U, he's still here. He's still in LA. And he's still kind of associated with that kind of life. And so I was thinking that when I was watching that, and I might watch that again tonight. But I was thinking when I was watching that, like, should we be doing this?
If you have to think about it, the answer is probably no. If you thought about it, the answer was probably no.
And I was thinking that when I was watching, it was good because they was talking about, you know, what they, you know, went through and all that stuff. But when it came to him specifically, because I'm like, Haitian Jack, they already got his ass. They already charged him. He served his time and then they shipped him out of here. Trick Trick. Like I said, I don't know what Trick Trick got going on in Detroit. Deb and her brother, they not in that life. They really in the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But with him, I was like, he's still in the rolling 60s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Should we be doing this? It was him specifically. It wasn't nobody. It was him. Should we? Okay. If that's what we want to do, and they had the billboards and all, if that's what we want to do, you didn't see, as much as they say he is snitched right now, you did not see Big Meech on there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, do we really want to do this? But he a grown-ass man. I can't say nothing about his lifestyle and what he want to do. But I was thinking that when I was watching that, and that was a couple of years ago, I was like, shit. Should we be doing this?
If you got the ask, the answer probably should have been no. But they never took the time themselves to think, should I really be telling this? If you have the ask,
and he was big on the check-in in this series. He talked big about checking in. You gotta check in. Mm. Now they talking about you extorting people. is the check-in not good? I got questions.
Dot, dot, dot.
Because it just keeps making me think about all the things that led up to this point. And I do remember me thinking that, like, should we be? Okay. Well, we not. You are. But is this a discussion we should be having? Like,
yeah.
Wow. What I will say is this. Remember page 15. That's where we left off at.
All right. Got it.
But what I will say is we will be picking back up on this case. I got questions. Remember, I got questions. I do. Got a lot of them. And so we're going to leave it right there because I feel like that's a good place to stop with me having questions. Like, should we be doing this? Like, should we got questions?
They never, look, all they had to do was take a moment to themselves and ask themselves that. Should we be doing this? Should I be posting this? Should I be telling this?
Yeah, why am I asking this question? Why they didn't ask themselves this question?
There you go. There you go.
I should be asking this question, like, should we be doing this? I'm not even doing it, but should it be done? All right, so that's the first question. I got more questions. I'm going to write them down so I can get the shit off my questions. I got questions. Child. All right, so it is time for me to get to you because I got questions. Is this a good idea?
Too late now.
I should have asked that question a couple of years ago when they did the series. Like, I couldn't get in contact with Big U, but if I should have found a way so I could be like, is this, should we be? I didn't want to get hurt though, because you already said, we heard what they said.
Yeah.
Thus far. But should we be doing this? You're an OG. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so we will pick back up next Wednesday on this case because I got questions. And if Kat got questions, dot, 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 we going to get the answers.
Get the answers.
Fuck. And now I got to do him like I did Diddy. And piece stuff together because I am a puzzle solver. Mm-hmm. I got questions. And once I get them questions, now I got to piece it together. I can't leave it.
Yeah.
But by the time we come back and we do jump back into this case, I will have some footage to go along with the things that we are talking about because there are pieces that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the other thing that made me mad a little bit too, is that with this case and the Diddy such indictment too, is like, y'all be leaving cookie crumbs every fucking where.
All around. All gonna take is somebody to come through and gather them all up and figure out something.
Gosh, and the fact that I'm gathering, I'm not a detective, I'm not a lawyer, but the fact that I be able to piece these things together, what do you think the prosecutors are able to do?
And that's their job.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we'll pick back up on this next Wednesday. And I'm going to have some of my cookie crumbs together, too. I'm going to put my puzzle together because I got questions. But it is now time for the love notes. And I got to stop these questions. My mind is baffling me right now. I got questions. Anyway, it is time for the love notes. Anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, not Twitch tonight, because I don't know what's happening. I'm going to fix that by the time we come back on Friday, though. But the good thing is Friday's show is already set up, so I don't have to worry about too much. But, yeah, it's a little crazy. Let me see what I can do real quick. It's a little crazy out here. I'll do that. It's a little crazy out here, and I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to say this. It is time for the love notes. Big shout out to anybody who's watching. Thank you for the live love, and anybody who goes to watch the replay, I'm going to thank you for that, too, because your love is greatly appreciated. I don't ever want you to get it twisted. But it is now time for the love notes. Let me put that on the screen real quick. It is now time for the love note. Oh, wait. Why is it not here? Okay. It is now time for the love notes. Oh, no. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to. I'm going to fix all of this. It is time for that. And the love notes. What are the love notes? Well, the love notes are to those who listen to this show. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you guys so much. And so, in my mind, it is my job to make sure that y'all get the love that y'all deserve. Y'all deserve it. So I gotta give it to you. And thank you. Doc used to say, well, first, let me explanation for the name. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. We used to bicker. And then we realized that there's no love without compromise. So now we call it love notes. Doc also used to say that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries and territories on those papers, and that's why I had them. We don't do that anymore. We do something totally different. We've gone green. We don't do that anymore. Now we do this. Wait. Now we do this. Thanks for all of the love. I love you guys. Shout out to my top 60 United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, and specifically Brussels. I love you so much. Thank you for the love and the patience and the dedication. I love you guys. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, booze. I love you, too. No. Wait. I can't even pause it. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much. Thank you for the love. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you, too. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. I do. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, booze. I love you, too. I love you, and I adore you, and thank you for all of the love. Oh, my gosh. Last but not least, Italy. Thank you. Y'all understand. That's just the countries. I hope y'all understand why I don't have the papers anymore. It's too much. I can't imagine trying to do all of those, like, all of those states and countries and stuff and territories and cities. Like, I would lose my freaking mind. I would. I ain't gonna lie. So we had to condense it. Let's get to what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibe. Stop leaving crumbs for the feds. I would highly recommend. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy work right there. Why are you doing this? Why? All on the internet. Let me bring Doc Rekha. All on the internet, just spreading your business. Why? Doc has said, worldwide, if you gotta ask, should you be saying this? You probably shouldn't. Words of an OG. I'm just saying, because I was asking that, and I'm not even there. I was like, should we be having these conversations? I think it was the show was on Fox. I want FX. And I promise you, I was watching. I'm like, should we be talking about this? why are we having it? Okay. Maybe we'll be okay. I don't know, but should we?
Here we are now.
Look where we are.
We're not okay. We are not okay.
We are not okay. But I was asking the question, like I said, it was specifically him. It wasn't everybody else. Everybody else is where everybody else at. But he's still locked into some things. Should we be having these conversations? Child. Let's get to what else Doc has said. Doc had said, which I highly recommend that you hit the like button, tune in, to the live show, the radio show, and also you should also get the app. That's what Doc has said. And I my name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message.
The thumbs up. I love it.
Quite the politician, you know. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to be a Bribe Run in a minute. Slow down. So some things that I'm going to say, I'm probably not going to cover everything. I'm going to try to get it together. I got to get this Wet and Wired situation together. Friday, it'll all be together because that's already a studio. But join the conversation. Let me put that back on the screen. Join the conversation. You could do that by calling in. You could drop a comment. You could send a text. If you text, I will read your text out loud. If you call in, you will be live on air. And if you drop a comment, I will read it and it will be on the screen, just like all of that just popped on the screen just now. It will be. Yeah. You want to talk to us, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Also, you can also use the email ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. That'll all be on there eventually too. Switch save so it look different. Yeah, I have a mission. Any music video that I play and have played thus far, even though I was cussing people out earlier, because, and that's another story for another, I'll tell y'all about that later, but just know that if I play your music, any music videos, I have written visual, audio, electronic consent. So I wouldn't play it if I didn't have consent. And then my DJ be doing my DJ. I can't wait to tell y'all the story for Friday. Friday's next, whatever. We'll wait to tell that story until Friday. But he already be doing what he do. Leave him alone. He don't need your little input on what he's going to put in his mixes. Let him do what he need to do. What I'm going to say is this. Catch his vibe, man. Pour something. Roll something. Sip something. Smoke something. But what you need to do is leave him the hell alone. Don't play with him. Don't play with him. Not too much on my DJ. Not too much on my DJ. in the description, though, join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, and terrible conversations, and I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I don't have to wait. I don't want to wait. I'm tired of this shit. I just want to say fuck whenever the fuck I feel like it. Sorry. See how all of that just came out? I be needing to. I got to release.
Get the release on.
I got to release it. And I be holding them for a minute, and then I just want to come out and just be like, fuck! Shit! And I don't want to do that, so just join our coffee community so we can get that our lives together over there. Please. Please. Plus, I'm thinking, I'm trying to get my life together over here on YouTube, because this is not Facebook, it's not Twitch, it's just YouTube. So maybe it will be certain material that I will release on our coffee community so that I won't get in trouble as much and I don't have to wait. So join the community. Check out our website. I could put that on the screen. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Check out our website. And it's not on the screen, but it will be on Friday. Oh, I hate the spring sometimes.
I'm having the same issues.
It's like, why? Why have you forsaken me with allergies? I'm sorry.
Fight the pollen.
Sorry, we got to get militant real quick. Fight the pollen. And I went walking that day, so I know why this is happening, but it's the warmer time of the year. This is really when I can get it in, but I know it's starting to affect me at nighttime. Big shout out to our DJ, our residential DJ, DJ Lucchese. It's not on the screen right now, but don't ever get it twisted. We love him over here. We adore him over here. Do not play with him. Not too much on him. And you should book him. Honestly. But not too much on my DJ. I'm going to need y'all to cut it out. Not too much on my DJ. And always remember to let us know how you feel about these mixes that we play every Friday. Because he be in the building. He want to know. I want to know. Doc want to know. We want to know. But not too much on him because you might get beat up. Sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that. It just might happen if you do too much. We got his back. And the dog, too. I gotta get my Harleys out of prison so they can have his back, too. But we, yeah, don't play. Don't play with him. All right. Okay. I was just making sure we was where we needed to be. Where we needed to be. Because it's time for our sermon. Because me and Doc got things to do. Because Thursday is tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to put this on the screen, though. Yeah. Salute to Rick Casey, our residential DJ. Salute to him. But it is Wednesday night. So Doc and I got some housely chores to do. And so we're not going to linger but too much longer. So it is time for my sermon. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Sorry. My bad. Sorry. First, I'm going to start this evening sermon with saying that you should mind your business because everybody's business is not your business. It's not, except for Media Mondays, where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell and I want y'all to be nosy with me. But other than that, mind your business. Now, the tapping I tried not to tell everybody's business. I did good yesterday. I did talk about the Scrooge McDuck of black people a little bit, but I gave him props yesterday, so I don't know if I told his business too tough. I did a little good, I think.
Salute the pops with the Swatch Watch.
Yeah, he wanted me my sword, and he gave me what I asked for today. Go, Daddy. Anyway, but he's still the Scrooge McDuck of black people. I love him. That's my dude. That's my guy right there. It's probably why I'm a little bit spoiled. A little bit. Not too much, but a little bit. For the tapping, we try not to tell people's business. The wiretap, though, as you can see, if you have a case and I can pull it and you're depraved, sinister, foul, disgusting, stupid, an idiot, a dumbass, a freaking, you diabolical. I don't know, Doc. Get him.
Corrupt, perverted, wicked, immoral, toxic, menacing, malicious, and my favorite one.
I'm sorry. A schmurderer.
A schmurderer. But if you're insidious, too. If you're insidious.
Or a pimp.
Or a pimp. Pimping ain't easy.
Leave that out because lately we've been having a lot of pimps running around. It's crazy. But if you're any of those things and you have a case that I can pull, I'm going to pull it. And we're going to read it. And you don't have to be a celebrity. It just has to be high profile enough for me to pull the case, for it to get on my radar and for me to find a case and pull it. And we're going to read it. So don't be any of those things. And then I won't tell your business. And Doc won't help me.
Simple plan.
My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. Yeah. Why and why we tell more of our business? We're going to tell our business. We can't help it. And Cattails coming to a screen near you. It's coming because I'm telling that story that I told you I was going to tell yesterday. I'm telling that story because I might have planned another person. They was like, yep. And I got to tell the story now. So I'm telling that story. Sorry. Don't say nothing. Won't nobody know it's you. I'm just saying. And what you said, Dot, I hit what?
I hit Dog Will Holler.
Shut up. And won't nobody know it's you. I'm changing names. Ain't nobody going to know your name. I'm trying to figure out what name I'm going to use for this particular person. But man, shut up. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, have their backs. Oh, my baby got testing tomorrow on Friday. I'm stressed out for her. I got a test this weekend. She got tests tomorrow and Friday. This is too much. Anyway, encourage your babies and tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that love, especially if they're going through what my baby's going through right now. They need that encouragement. And it's your job to tell them, don't be a jackass. Tell them babies. Encourage them babies. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over at NASA. I don't know. The space. They deal with space. Okay? But I do know, get yourself a telescope, a good one, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. We are collecting those, by the way. Not the actual telescope. We just want the lenses. We're going to use those for our ecological projects. We don't want to be looking through people's windows, though. Like, that's nasty. Cut it out. Get yourself a good one. A little girthy, requires a little assembly, comes with lenses, beams, scopes, freaking apps. Mine did anyway. I need to bring it in here. I don't be feeling like lugging it back and forth. Go outside with your babies. Explore. Discover some shit. Maybe a comet, a meteor, an asteroid. I'm kind of scared of that, though. A planet that's not a planet anymore, but they said it was a planet, and now it's not a planet, and then I had to do this whole solar system thing. I had to find something small enough to be that planet that they said is not a planet anymore. I'm still pissed off about this shit, obviously. It's a planet. Damn it. Maybe a UFO. Don't call me until after it happens, though. I don't want to know the night of. Hopefully they won't abduct you, but don't tell me later, okay? I'll bear witness later, not too soon. I don't want to be a witness. Then you might send them my way. I don't need that in my life. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer, commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. But what I do know is they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was life. Over there. Listen, I went through a whole run through the day of muscle cars. I even showed a picture that said it was like a Tesla truck and an old school car. And it's like today's cars, what today's cars look like and what the cars I like look like. And of course, the muscle car was at the bottom. Listen, it said put the pedal to the metal. We can't put the pedal to the metal in this new age shit. And those cars recall themselves when you don't pay the payment. You'll be driving down the road, and next thing you know, the car just take a detour. And next thing you know, you're at the dealership. And they like, nope, you can't even drive it home because you ain't pay your car payment. Look at you, fool. Oh, child. Mm-mm-mm. Muscle cars are life. Anyway, but whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they want to do, encourage them, have their backs, and tell them that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all time. They need that encouragement. I know a lot of parents be like, they'd be all right. No, they won't. They need you to encourage them. They need that so they can be great. All right. What's next? Okay. I know what's next. Fair warning. I give you these so we can be friends and continue to be friends. Stay in your fucking lane. Your lane over there. My lane over here. You stay over there, okay? Don't jump over here. Because you're not going to like what you get when you do jump over here. You're going to be like, this bitch. And I'm be like, yep. You're going to tell me, she rude as fuck. Yep. Somebody told me I was selfish. Yep. Yep. You're going to get all of that. That's why you should stay in your fucking lane. You don't want to be in my lane. Leave me the fuck alone. Still there. Don't break the glass. Don't push the button. Because you do that, you're going to get this. And you don't want this. Let me make sure. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get all that. You're going to get all that. You don't want that. You don't want that. What I would recommend is that you get the 2-for-1 special. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-for-1 special. I would recommend that you get her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good shit. And if you get her, then you get... Hold on. Can't even go. I can't even do it. Hey, you big perv bitches. Then you get her. Listen. Let me tell you something. If Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. You want the 2-for-1. You do not want the first fucking one. She's not nice. I keep saying that shit. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into my lane is the, well, anybody's lane for that matter, it's a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Dot. We don't need that for you, and we don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane, and everything's copacetic and cool. Okay? Okay. pick and choose your battles wisely. Lately, we've been seeing a lot of people not doing that. A lot of people not doing that. J. Cole did it. He was wise. But y'all laughed at him. But guess what? He still got a career. He was smart. He was kind. I did watch that hope that they don't. He was smart. And y'all laughed at him. You know who wasn't smart though? Petty Boots. Baby Caligula. Little Boots. AKA Drake. He wasn't smart. Obviously Kanye has never been. And I'm sorry to say this, even though he the OG, Big U not so much either. So yeah, pick and choose your battles wisely. But I got going on Drake because I'm always going on him. Little Boots. Because you're a liar. You said you study hip-hop and you did not. Because if you did, then you know that Mobb Deep told you a long, long time ago and they didn't even know they was going to be talking about you. They was talking about you because they didn't even know about you. But they told you that there was a war going on outside and no man was safe from it. And they said, little Boots, you can run, but you can't hide forever. In these streets that we done took, they didn't put little Boots in there. I did. And they also said, Baby Caligula, that you were going to be walking around with your head down, scared to look. And they said, Petty Boots, that you shook and ain't no such thing as sad very quick. But you don't know that. You know why you don't know that? Because you lied because you didn't study hip-hop. I'm just saying. Mama say, mama say, mama say. Oh, yeah. Now it's... you got to come out with it. That's all I'm saying. Fuck the battles. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. I ain't worried about no bullshit-ass battles. Like, fuck you and your battles. You can have it. You won. Because, bitch, I'm going to win the war. Anyway. Let's get past them. Them ninjas. Because what the fuck is going on in the world today? I don't even know anymore. I don't know. Something in the water. And I got a phone to pick. Sorry.
Where were you when I was running?
Between. Not the fuck. Cam Quinter. Yo, I swear to goodness, he been telling us about little Boots, but why nobody listening? Anyway. Be yourself. Be you, be amazingly you, be awesomely you, be authentically you, be genuinely you. Don't let nobody tell you how to do what it is that you do. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. If you like the way that you dress, keep dressing that way. I don't know. You can't. Sometimes you can't help how you walk, but whatever. But if that's what it is, then be that. Just don't be filing lawsuits because that's stupid. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, if you want to dress weird, you got a weird walk, and you can't help how you talk. You talk like where you, well, I don't know. You can help, sir, little Boots, because you be switching up accents all the time, so you can help. But just go back to the Canadian one and everything will be cool. That's your authentic you. All this other shit, this Jamaican accent, this down south accent, this British accent, that's not you, bro. So this is telling you, just do you. Don't do, I don't know, the other stuff. What they eat does not make you shit, literally. It does not. You going, what they put in their mouths is not going to make you go poop. Okay? Fuck. You can't make anybody happy. You can assist in their happiness, but you can't make them happy. Happiness starts with them. If they just are determined to be miserable, then leave their miserable asses where the fuck they sit at. Don't let them bring that misery to you. Don't, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to take my knee brace off. Don't let them bring that to you. I do have a knee brace on, by the way. Sorry. I was walking hard today. Don't let them bring that to you. Don't. No. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. Fast forward. Y'all know I don't like to think about that. I don't even want to think about no more babies pregnant. There are some things that you just can't help. People will have something to complain about all the fucking time. And you'll think you'll fix it, and you won't. Because they'll find something else to bitch about. So fuck that shit, too. Fuck it. And then last but not least, the last part of this evening's sermon. Kitchen is open downstairs. Get you some fried chicken, some collard greens, some mac and cheese, but be careful about who made it, and potato salad. Also, be mindful about who made that too, and if it got raisins in it, you don't want it. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Don't let nobody tell you that your dreams are inferior, or that they don't matter, or they don't count, because people will tell you that, but it only means something if you let it. I mean, don't let it. And then after you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute. Because that's the only way the dream gonna happen, baby. And with that being said, I'm going to close tonight's sermon. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Caught the spirit just now. Yes.
Almost caught the ghost.
I almost caught the ghost. I was about to start. Woo! Child. But anyway, Doc, thank you, my boo, for holding down per usual.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always fun. All the craziness that's going on with these cases.
Child, I don't even know. I got questions, Doc. I don't know.
You be talking too much. They be talking too much.
Too much chatty patty. Too much chatty patty. But with that being said, we got to get up out of here. It's Wednesday night, but we got household chores to do.
Trash night. Let's take out the trash.
Which is crazy. I keep saying this. It's crazy because I live here in Baltimore, Maryland, and he lives in Savannah, Georgia, but we have the same trash night. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's nuts. It's kismet. Anyway, with that being said, y'all, we got to get up out of here. We love you. We will see you Friday. Make sure you tune in for that, because it's, from my understanding, it's going to be lit. Because he was lit when he did the mix. So it is what it is. Good night, y'all. Bye. Bye.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton-De products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.